No, I don't think so. Basically, I'm working out of Mobile right now. And what's going on is I pretty much got pretty much a good 14 boats going back to a couple of bus bars. So I'm getting all the current that I need. And for some reason that, which I don't quite understand, the only way I keep up, the fans have stopped spinning. So all comments I'm going to take back to net control.
KC6UFM.
Yep, got you, Charles. Yep, I think it's an RF problem.
Good evening. 20,
think about it, when you key up the changes, you know, you're drawing more current for number one, and secondly, you're producing RF, and you probably have the fans right around the power amp, and I've seen it, some ferrite cores, sometimes we'll fix it on the, you know, on the DC fan leads. Over to you, Charles.
Well, thank you, Dick. Yeah, William, I have to agree with Dick that, you know, it's either the current is dropping off too much, voltage is dropping, or you're getting RF into the fans and kicking them loose. But I just wanted to jump in, and God, it's been 30 years ago now, but I had this no-name 6-meter tube-type amplifier. It was 500 watts, had two big fans on the back of it, but it was designed and set up from the factory. When you keyed it up, the fans stopped to where you wouldn't get noise from the fans into the microphone. You could turn that off, but it took me a while to figure out that I could turn that off, and it kind of drove me crazy for a little while. But I don't know of any current amps that do that, but you know, I had one 25, 30 years ago, so you know, I'm not saying that's what it is. I would more tend to agree with Dick that you've got some RF, and if you put some ferrites on the fan leads, that may very well take care of it right off the bat. Back over to you, Dick, KC6.
Yeah.